Blog Talk Radio.
Well, happy July 1st. Did you know you've got to do your own growing no matter how tall your grandfather was? Are you living your life on purpose? Is it your purpose or is it someone else's? Today's show, Aging Gracefully. But first, let me get you the contact information to call in and talk to me today and to be live on the show, Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners, not only locally, nationally, internationally, but reaching listeners in any country in the world. How sweet is that? Thousands of shows, millions of listeners, and you know it could be you. Discover what the world has to say. What do you have to say? What do you want the world to hear from you right now? Not tomorrow, not the next day, not 2 weeks from now, but right now, July 1st at 11:31 a.m. Central Time, you're listening to Live with Kathy. And you're invited to call in. The guest call-in number is 1-347-637-3789. That's 1-347-637-3789. And I don't know how you're listening to me, but be aware that all shows on Blog Talk Radio are archived. And in about 20 minutes after the show is over with at 12:30, wait a few minutes and you could log on and you could hear the show. And if you call in, you're going to hear you on the radio show. So put on your radio hat, your persona. Shakespeare said the world is a stage, and we all are actors and actresses. Oh, take a big stretch with me right now. I had a great workout at Hoffman Estates Park District. I did the elliptical, and then I did cross training with weights. And then came home and got ready for the show. That means I just organized. I'm already ready. But I'd like to have about an hour to 45 minutes to where I could just sit back and wonder why some women get more vibrant with time. What has aging got to do with it? Is aging intellectual? Is it attitude? Is it choices? What do you think? Call in 347-637-3789. And when you do, you got to call in. I will email you my book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Discover how you could look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. Right this very minute. Right now. Not in 24 hours, 36 hours, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, but right now. Oh, excuse me. Remember, you've heard me say time and time again that the first hour is the rudder of the day. And you woke up to a blank canvas this morning. How's your day going? You can't blame anyone. You're designing it. You're the Michelangelo of your life. So I ask, how's it going? Pick up a mirror. Take a look at yourself. Are you aging gracefully? Are you aging? We're living longer, but not necessarily better. The quality of time, the quality of aging is eluding everyone, the quality of life. Because you truly don't know what to do. Okay. What are you waiting for? You've heard this quote before. George Burns said it, I quote, "If I knew I was going to live this long, I would have taken better care of myself." On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, rate yourself. How do you feel? How do you look? How's your energy? How do you sleep at night? Did you know that every 7 years our bodies go through a biological and physiological change? Let's do the math. 0 to 7, 7 to 14, 14 to 21, 21 to 28, 28 to 35, 35 to 42, 42 to 49, 49 to 56, 56 to 63, look out, 63 to 70, 70 to 77, 77 to 84, 84 to 93, and 93 to 100. You know, I don't know your age, but haven't you noticed little armpit dumplings, poochy tummies, waistlines, lackluster? You just don't really want to do nothing. Ah, Father Time and Mother Nature in the wings salivating and rubbing their hands together saying, yeah, I gotcha. Aging is normal, but not to show it is divine. And how we age is a matter of our choices. Right now, look in the mirror. How do you want to look in 2, 5, 10, 20, 30 years? Well, one of the answers is what gets worse with age gets better with exercise. Now, let me give you a powerful visual. This is from a doctor. When you don't exercise, your muscles let out a steady trickle of chemicals that tell every cell to decay day after day after day. Our changing bodies again. It's just dry rot we program into ourselves by sedentary living, junk food, and stress. And in the book, The Elixir of Youth, it's not chapters, it's secrets. And secret number 4, the elixir, getting into shape is easier than you think. Activity can be anything: gardening, walking, housework, exercise, aerobic versus anaerobic. When exercising, two things matter: how long and what your pulse rate is during exercise. Aerobic is steady, nonstop, ballroom, belly dancing, running. Non-aerobic, skiing, tennis, golf. Benefits of exercise may help to reduce stress. It helps stretch the good years. Fitness is a measure of how much blood your body can pump and how much oxygen it can process. Matters of the heart, it's a muscle. Work it frequently, regularly, and it becomes stronger. And exercise enhances your intimate moments. Hey, we're not over the hill yet. You do know that 70, 80, 90 years are paving, shaping the world. And what are you doing about your world? What are you doing about your life? You doing anything? So in today's show, I'm going to give you secrets to aging gracefully from real women. But now I'm asking you, is it attitude? Is it choices? Is it the fire in the belly desire to look the very best you possibly can, no matter what? And you do know that our greatest freedom is that of choice. Choice, choice, choice. So, do you have a book? Do you have an invention? Do you want to start a dance club? Do you want to put together a cruise and have featured speakers on board that gives us a thumbs up on aging? I'm going to tell you a little bit more about Virtual Portal, a great opportunity in a challenging economy, but that's later on in the show. Right now, you know, the call-in number is 347-637-3789. You could email me at Kathy Studio, C-A-T-H-I, studio at sbcglobal.net. I love getting letters. I love performing in love letters, A.R. Gurney's love letters. Look it up on the internet. But write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195, and share with me your dreams. Oh, come on, don't go to the very end with your dreams still dancing in your heart. I'm just looking at a book now. You know, I love to read, and I've got this book, Hardwiring Happiness, The New Brain Science of Contentment, Calm, and Confidence. Oh, and he is the author of Buddha's Brain. You know, I study Buddhism. And his introduction is, see through the lies your brain tells you. Why is it easier to ruminate over hurt feelings than it is to bask in the warmth of feeling loved? Your brain was wired in such a way when it evolved, primed to learn quickly from bad experiences, but not so much from the good ones. It's an ancient survival mechanism that turned the brain into Velcro for the negative and Teflon for the positive. Life isn't easy, and having a brain wired to take in the bad and ignore the good makes us worried, irritated, stressed, instead of confident, secure, and happy. Each day is filled with opportunities to build inner strength, but the brain is designed to ignore and waste them. This makes you come down harder on yourself than you do on other people, feel inadequate even when you get 100 things done, and even feel lonely, even when support is all around you. Get the book by Rick Hansen, Hardwire Happiness, The New Brain of Science of Contentment, Calm, and Confidence. Okay, look in the mirror. Are you content? What do you see? Are you calm? But best of all, do you like what you see? Now, here's the good news. You could change it. You want to change your palette? You don't have to change your whole life to change your thinking, duh. Is there one little niche in your life that isn't quite resonating with the rest of you? Then you could change it. Just erase it and replace it. Your mind is a creative garden in which your future grows. Your thoughts, your words, your deeds, your actions are seeds. Be careful what you sow. How does your garden grow? You plant a negative thought, that's what you're going to get. And you see, I totally believe in karma, and this has to do with aging. Oh, come on. You're listening and you're talking to Kathy. I could read your mind. Oh, I don't want to be bothered. It's too much work. I don't want to turn heads when I walk into a restaurant or a room. Pinocchio, your nose is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Now, whenever I do a show, I always do a disclaimer. I am not medical. I don't have a PhD, an MD, a BA, nothing. I am just Kathy Watson, who has been chosen to take quantum leaps all of her life to bring you the source and the core of enjoying your life no matter what your age is right now. Now, I'm going to go back to two episodes that I was involved in yesterday. Let me see, disfigured and In the meantime, before I get to that, I want you to log on KathyWatsonSpeaks.com or simply ageless.net and go to my website. And there I am, climbing the stairs, did the 50 flights in 9 seconds. There I am, the fashionista with the can-do attitude. But more about that a little bit later. Scroll down, books, The Elixir Choices, The Heart of the Lion, 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life. All of now, The Elixir is self-published, but all the other books, Amazon.com, Ex Libris, and Self Growth, Author House, and Barnes and Noble. I had two dichotomies in, no, two expressions in how to view your life. Don't tell me that you don't get into little slumps where you think, oh, geez, you know, it's too much work. I'm not going to do it. So what if I'm 200 pounds overweight? Nah, I'm just not going to bother. And I'm just in my 40s. I've got a whole life ahead of me. Oh, really? Huh. And let's see. The last time I looked, you might have been 200, 250 pounds overweight. You're delusionary. But that's your issue, not mine. It's your choice. And then I had a discussion with a gal, and she's 55. And she started to ask me about aging and, you know, get my take on it. I said, well, I don't think it's so much about me. It's about you. Tell me about, you know, what's your age? How do you want to look? Obviously, it's a core problem with you issue because you asked me about it. Oh, she sat down and she said, well, she's not very tall. And I've been noticing her walk. And she lumbers like a little old lady. And she's only 55. And she said, well, I've got to do something. I've gotten into habits. Don't you see how habits define who you are, what you are, and where you're going? Really? Well, that was astute of you. We're all creatures of habit. And they just become second nature to us. So I said, well, carry on. Oh, well, I don't want wrinkles on my face. So one of my friends told me to rub in coconut oil. Okay. And she said, oh, I've really got to get back to exercising. I'm 20 pounds overweight. Okay. And all I did was sit and listen to her lament about the situation she was in right now. I said, okay, time out. What do you want to do about it? Well, I know I really have to do some. Oh, I said, stop it. How do you want to look in 6 months? How do you want to look tomorrow? Oh, her eyes glistened. Oh, I really want to look a lot better. I just want to be svelte again, and I want to have energy. I want. And then I said, well, where's the can-do attitude? What are you talking about? I said, can you do it? Can you take that fire in the belly desire you have and make it happen for you? Or are you just going to say, I want? If you want, how are you going to get? What's your plan of action? Well, I have sore knees, okay? And I can't do stairs. They hurt my knees. All right, I said, what's the best exercise in the whole world? By the way, that's a trick question. Do any of you know? what's the best exercise in the whole world? And I'll give you the answer at the end of the show. But let's see if any of you know it. What's the best exercise in the whole world? Call-in number is 347-637-3789. So, okay, here we have this gal. She could be a little cutie pie. Whining, poor me. And then I'm a Jeopardy watcher. And on Inside Edition, they had a cover gal from one of the foreign countries. At first, I thought I was looking at the wrong photo. But she was a cover girl on one of the Super Beauty magazines. Years ago, they showed the picture of her before. Oh, gorgeous, gorgeous gal. Shortly after that, was in a chemical acid accident and burned her face and her hands. She survived it, surprisingly. She survived it. And her face is somewhat contorted. She's been through a plethora of cosmetic surgeries to keep her alive. They just didn't think she was going to live. And the first thing that came out of her mouth was, celebrate life. It's the only one you'll ever have. And she went on to say, I have to admit, I kind of took life for granted. I had everything, everything, beauty, good job, beautiful clothes, and in a blink of an eye, it was taken away from me. And now I've come to realize that the material things don't matter. What matters is what's in your heart. What I wish for myself, I wish for all mankind and the entire universe. And she elaborated on, I really took life for granted. I just thought that every waking moment, every day, something new and better was going to come to me, and I could just live the life of Riley. And now I'm deformed. I will never have that beautiful face again. I don't know how many surgeries I could endure. And then I sat myself down and gave myself a good talk. You aren't what you think you are. You are what you think. And as long as you're thinking negative, toxic thoughts, that's exactly what you're going to bring into your world. And I told you, at the end of each month, I do a mental house cleaning. Oh, yeah. There are a couple of people that they're not going to even get 5% of my time, because remember, time designs your life. Time defines your life. What are you doing with your life? It's your time. You see, I love giving you my time 4 times a week on Blog Talk Radio. And tomorrow I'll be on the air at 8 a.m. to 9 Central Time. And Thursday, 11:30 to 12:30 Central Time. And tomorrow we is going to celebrate. It's a celebration. The Silver Fox will be celebrating his 87th year. And you want to know what the significance is about being an octogenarian? I'm not the only one. All of my friends, I talked to Laura the other day. We toured together. I was 17. 63 years ago, we were touring the States with a ballet troupe, and we were in our glory. We were in hog heaven. I said, Lord, where did the time go? But she and her significant other are beautiful dancers, and they still dance. She said, well, not as often, because I do have some health issues, but I'm not going to stop, Kath. I'm just not going to stop. And I said, good for you. You make me proud. And then we have Bonnie in Huntsville, Alabama. Dr. Bonnie Lippard. She's going to be an octogenarian next February. Radio, television, speaking, traveling. She's interviewed over 5,000 people on her TV show. You see, aging isn't an option. We don't even know it exists. What? What do you do all day? The Silver Fox and I decided that perhaps our bodies would love us even more if we took one day off and did no exercise at all. I want you to know that was the most difficult challenge we ever had, because we were working out 7 days a week. And our chiropractor, Jer, said, what are you doing? You're not, it's like a motor that keeps going uphill, downhill, go, and you don't give it a rest. You have to rest your muscles. You have to rest your heart. And, of course, we work with heart monitors, so we've already built our heart base, and we know how to stay within our low and high. When I'm climbing, if it goes to 145, it's okay, because all I have to do is slow down, and in a nanosecond, it's down to 115, 112. That's the sign of a exercised heart. The muscles are good and strong. So what are you doing? What are all of, how are you aging? And when you start to whine, poor me, think of that beautiful girl in Europe. Her face is deformed. But let me tell you about an experience I had, and this has to do with Toastmasters. I was at a meeting, and they were from all over, the city, the suburbs, and whatever. And one guy came in, and it was very, very obvious that he had a skin deformity. I don't know if they call it elephant hide or whatever. That was interesting. He got up to tell his story. It was heartbreaking. He got up to tell his story about being asked not to come to events because of his appearance. And he had this melodious voice. And he said, I challenge all of you. How do you explain this to your children that are growing up, that we're living in a society, a judgmental society? That's why Buddha was so great for me, Nam-myoho Renge Kyo. Fourth prayer, Nichiren Shoshu. Whatever I wish for me, I wish for myself and the entire universe. When he got through, I didn't even see his skin. I saw a beautiful human being. And I did go up to him after, and I said, man, you're good. I want you to know I appreciate you and the difference that you're making in bringing the awareness of looks. Yeah, first impressions are lasting. They define who you are, what you are, and where are you going, but so is your voice. When I heard his voice, I didn't even see his skin. I saw his heart. Oh, how wonder is the human voice. It is indeed the organ of the soul. It's our passport to our future, our branding, our signature, our identity. Our voices define who we are, what we are, and where we're going. And so do our actions. So do our eyes. But the quality of the voice is what's going to separate you from the herd, and you're going to soar with the eagles while you're aging. And I do hope that this gal with the deformity, I do hope that in the scope of being God, the higher power, has put her in touch with a significant other where they could hold hands and walk gracefully into age. And you've heard me say this so many times. Age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter, and that's Mark Twain. And Winston Churchill, in his robust voice, says, "Youth, never, ever, ever give up on youth. You could be so young in spirit and intention." I see 30-year-olds that act like they're 90. And then I see my octogenarians at the pageants. Oh, gorgeous. They have a sparkle in their eye. And they're not competing and comparing. They're just saying, "Hey, world, look. You don't have to look krepana." And in Croatian, that's poorly. You don't have to look like a wrinkled, withered granny apple. That's your choice. Did you hear me? It's your choice. So, why do some women get more vibrant with time? Can it be attitude? What do you think? The call-in number is 347-637-3789. It's attitude. It's the composition of attitude. It's what you pour into that vessel of attitude. Your decision, your determination, your happiness, your enjoy, your ingratitude. You're not going to compete. You're not going to compare. You've heard me say time and time again, to age is human. To not show it is divine. Yeah, there's been a survey out there. America devalues age more than any other country in the world. Nearly 90% of you think the U.S. places too much emphasis on age. And I will get to my cover story. But what I want to talk to you about right now is talk radio, a call to action. My show is sponsor-driven, and my intention is to educate you to develop your hidden resources that you don't even know you have because you've pushed them down into your body for so long. Now call me at 847-882-8717. And let's talk about your business, your purpose, your service, the book you want to write, poetry, cookbook, you name it, your invention, I think I said that, wardrobe, attitude. It could be fiction, nonfiction. I'm going to write about the Forbidden Red Hill. A sequel No, it has to stand apart. Because the elixir of youth, those were my secrets. Choices, oh, revealing choices from successful entrepreneurs that are on the mountaintop today. The Heart of the Lion, my trip to Africa. And, oh, I was just heartbroken today. You know, I take subscription to a gazillion magazines in the Smithsonian, July and August. The Hunt for Africa's Most Notorious Elephant Poachers. With the African elephant at risk of extinction, catching the killers is a life or death mission. I want them to track them and put them in jail for life. Until you've traversed the Serengeti and the Maasai. Until you have been close enough to almost touch an elephant on our morning and evening runs. It was a photo safari. Do you have any idea how tender and gentle they are? And they mourn when one of their own dies. And they wail. And the sound is heartbreaking. Greed, the lust for power and money. Will there ever be enough? And I will be doing a show on it. For their beautiful ivory trunks. Bob, our son, creates elephants out of tie wire. He just sits there and he starts to mold the elephants. I have three of them sitting in front of me, the mama and the two teenagers. And in the kitchen, I really have a big mama and a baby little elephant. They're more human than we are. I digress. Be part of my consortium, and you'll learn so much about you. Call me. It's a 10-week introductory offer. So affordable. I work with you on your commercial, and then you get to co-host with me. And then the show is archived. You email the world and say, hallelujah, mazel tov, it's a celebration. I did a good show with Kathy Watson, live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And then you listen to it, and then you tell me how dynamic you are. What do we have to tweak? It's all about you. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part of Iron Workers District Council of Chicago and Vicinity. The mission and purpose is to acknowledge iron workers and to educate you to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. I love illuminating their character. Oh, they're teddy bears. Oh, some of them could be really gruff. But they're teddy bears. They're designing our world, our structural world. The Empire State Building, the John Hancock. Their hidden talents buried, never to be seen by the naked eye. To pay homage to their commitment to family. Work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development. Earn while you learn. www.ironworkers.org. It's It's a four-year commitment. You have to qualify. And it's college affiliated. And while you're learning, after you've been accepted, you're going to earn money and you're going to build your health care. You'll be covered with health care and your pension. And it's never too early to start planning for your retirement. I told you one night I went to bed, I was 25, in the springtime of my life. I woke up the next morning, I'm an octogenarian. Where did the time go? College versus the Domperion of trades. It's your choice. Choose wisely. There isn't a day that goes by that Bill doesn't reminisce the Silver Fox about ironworking or a bridge, a project or something. And when I'm climbing the Hancock or the Presidential Towers, I remember what Frank DeMarco said to me, a retired ironworker. And he was Andrew Makepeace Ladd, the third in Love Letters. He said, Missy, just remember, we were doing ballet on the beam before you even thought about it, walking the columns. And when you take those stairs, you say thank you to all of the iron workers, the creators, the builders of America. Log on, blogtalkradio.com. No, ironworkers.org. I got so involved with Blog Talk Radio. You want to hear the show, you log on blogtalkradio.com. If you want to listen to any of my archive show, blogtalkradio.com, Kathy/Kathy Watson, CHIWATSON. Summertime and the living is easy. You don't have to be bored and lonely. I just read the newsletter from the 50-plus consortium at the Hoffman Estates Park District. Rika Cuff does an incredible job. And at the bottom, she said, if any of you need a ride, we'll get you coming and going. There's no reason to be bored and lonely. And they were the 2009 National Gold Medal winners. The award, the best in the nation. Log on heparks.org. And then if you have a little tax issue, you can email Greg McIntyre, ahtax@ameritech.net. Don't tell me that looks don't matter. You guys, well, you know, you do age better than, most men do age better than women across the board. Because you've got testosterone and you've got those little beard follicles holding up your skin. Like when you're tying rods, you put the rods in the cement. That's it, and it's holding up your skin. But it's your attitude that's going to make a difference. Some minds are set in cement, thoroughly mixed up and thoroughly permanently set. Are you a toxic, negative thinker? It's going to show on your face. It's going to age you. Stress, toxicity, trauma, premature factors in aging and even death. Skin is an inside out. Log on www.revivalabs.com. I've been with that company for over 40 years. Pick up the mirror. How do you look? Feeling crummy? You know, it's your choice. You can't blame anyone. When you woke up this morning, did you say, oh, good morning, God, the universe, or good God, it's morning? Methinks that you need to rethink your life. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm going to give you the secrets to aging gracefully in just a nanosecond. But you know, negativity ages you faster than it. You know, ulcers, it isn't what you're eating, it's what's eating you. I've never seen a happy, grumbly gaseous geyser. I remember when our grandbabies were Lance and Evan. Oh, I don't know. They must have been 7 and 10 or whatever. And Bill and Ann were here to visit us, and we went to a local, in the area restaurant. And they had pinball machines, you know, games for the little kids. And I said, sure, go ahead and play. And the table next to us started to complain. I said, excuse me. Well, Bill, our son, got up and walked over to him and said, change your table. My sons have the same right to enjoy themselves as you do. And if you can't handle it, leave or ask for a different table. Well, on our way home, lo and behold, his car is next to ours, and I'm in the passenger seat. I rolled my window down, and I said, hey, gassy old geezer, that's what you look like. And, of course, everyone in the car, they were hysterical. Mother, stop it. How do you know he might have had a gun? But you know what was interesting? His wife sat there and didn't say a word. Boy, they deserve each other. But now what you deserve to know is that Edith Enam, a prolific author, she's written a gazillion books, but her latest one is Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Life, Your Lifeline. When you're happy, your cells are happy because the brain talks to the body and the body responds. We're going to have a happy whole month of July. We don't celebrate just one day. We celebrate the entire month of July. We celebrated the entire month of June for Rhea, Bob's significant other. Beautiful couple, happy couple, who sing and dance through life, even with trials and tribulations, because they're smart enough, they're intelligent enough to know that it can't be all tranquility. How the hell are you ever going to grow? An oyster cannot produce that pearl without friction. Oh, get a grip. And sit quietly today, meditate, and think about your life the way it's going right now. You could get her book on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble and Author House. You could log on www.easinedithnam.com. July 1st, the month of June. Over with, gone. Did you have more month than money? Did you know that more people are becoming wealthy today starting from nothing? Start your own home-based business. I started mine at the age of 25, Hats by Kathy, when no one even knew it existed. I am the pioneer. And then there's Lee, dear Lee, our little heavenly angel now. I know she's listening to the show. Passed away in May. She had a corporate job in 1983, making $30,000 a year. But in the after hours, she was building her Shackley business. No, she said, you know, Kath, I got so tired of being a servitude to these linear men. I know that we give them birth, but man, are they dependent and needy. And I'm just tired of making them look good. So she walks into the president's office. Boy, did she know how to age gracefully. And she said, I quit. He said, you can't. You're a traitor. We'll give you a 14% increase. She said, no. But she stayed on for, I think, 2 months to help them make the transition. That's how powerful she was. She said, why am I working all of these hours to make them look good? I'm doing it for me. She goes home to tell Jack, her husband, who was an actuary or an auditor, I don't know, linear thinking. He said, you what? You're out of your mind. You women aren't smart enough. You go back and tell them that you reconsidered. She said, that's all I needed. And I have the formula for you. her formula that's going to teach you. It's a little business plan. It's a personal business plan on how you make a home-based business work for you. What you're going to do the minute you wake up in the morning. And then you're going to teach your kids about finance. Home-based businesses are exploding. I don't know. Are you retired, solopreneur? You don't have to invest huge capital. In some cases, none. And in most cases, just a smidgen. Nothing compared to the huge investment that you would have to make if you wanted to go with a fast food chain or something, or the huge investment that you would have to make in marketing and PR, and I'm going to tell you about Virtual Portal. So, do you need money? Want to be your own boss? Did I pique your interest? Great. Log on www.leticia.myshackley.com or call me at 847-882-8717. It shall be my pleasure. Come on, dance with me. It'll be a slow dance. Do you know what a PSA is? It's a public service announcement brought to you by people who care. It's pandemic. The con and the scam artists are exposed everywhere. They know how to target their prey. Victims of con and scam artists lose $3 billion a year. But the true figure is many times higher because most of these crimes go unreported out of embarrassment. Don't let that be you. ARP, Fraud Fighter Hotline, 800-646-2283. That's 800-646-2283. And this PSA has been brought to you by, Stephen Stressler. He is a contributor, and he read his story in Choices. From humble beginnings to success. You could call me at 847-882-8717. The book is in Soft and Hard. And I think it's an e-book on Amazon.com, Kindle, Nook, and all of the others. Author House and Barnes & Noble. But if you want an autographed book at a discount, call me. These are true stories in my story. My partial story is there. And Chuck Brazelton, who's been our insurance guy for close to 30 years. When you have the best, why would you settle for mediocrity? Frozen toes to fingertips. You'll love his story. And then Lee, home-based businesses. Man, was she spunky. She leaves a legacy. You can't help. You'll laugh. You'll cry. You'll embrace her, but you'll be encouraged. You'll be inspired by every single contributing author. They made it to the top. What's taking you so long? And then there's Rhea. She said in life there's so many choices, but so many roads to travel, but Kathy, you just got to be you. Get the book Choices. It's something that you'll want right next to you. And while I'm thinking about it, a week from today, July 15th, The Second Coming, authored by Tom Patrick, will be released on Amazon. It will go national, international, and Tom is going to be my guest. The whole week is going to be dedicated to authors and their brilliance. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Virtual Porter, I want you to take down this website, http://2/2/ Kathy, C-A-T-H-I, simply ageless dot your, Y-O-U-R, virtual, V-I-R-T-U-A-L, P-O-R-T-A-L.net. I needed an agent. I've needed one all my life. They're just too costly. I've had, they won't work on a consignment. I've had marketing people. I got me on Oprah. I got me to Malaysia. I'm the one that did my own self-promotion. But for me now to reach the world, I belong on the world stage, and I know it's out there. I could taste it. I could feel it. I could hear it. I could embrace it. And I found out about virtual, it's a great opportunity. Entrepreneurs, business owners, retirees, corporations. See, I'm focusing on that. What you focus on, you create. The success formula for marketing and PR, exposure, repetition, and name recognition. Imagine a click of the button in virtual portal can be used to promote anything. It works with smartphones, computers, incorporating videos. You could promote anything with global recognition at far less than the usual marketing costs. Don't delay your success. Call me at 847-882-8717 or log on to kathysimplyageless.yourvirtualportal.net. Aging gracefully. I don't know if I'll have time to read my cover story, but I'll just give a little overview. Oh, hi there, I'm Kathy Watts, a Chicago Briton-born, a devotee of challenges, drama, and intrigue, multimedia, radio, TV, performing artist arts, exercise evangelist, author, speaker, a dynamic diva without boundaries. If the French can make humanitarianism romantic, then I can make aging glamorous and stylish in America. Can an 80-something high-energy, dauntless, dynamic diva make aging glamorous and stylish in America, knowing America loves playing the youth card? My mission, redefine the perception of aging in America right now. Did you know a new era is emerging for ageless? Aging with glamour and style? Aging has been theorized, intellectualized, and spiritualized, but never glamorized. Who said you can be sexy and sensational? 50 and beyond. The new aging paradigm redefines aging. The dynamic, vibrant 60 to 80 diva is the new 40 to 50 diva. A backward look is helpful in understanding my mission and passion. That at another time. But let me tell you what the survey said about graceful aging. Nearly 90% of you who practice yoga or meditation feel younger when you do it. 86% of 50-something women say they look younger than their years. 35% by a decade or more. Number three, youth really is a state of mind. If you're 30, you feel 28. If you're 40, you feel 34. If you are 50, you feel 38. If you're 60, you feel 44. 70 or over, 49. Learn it, live it. To me, aging gracefully means 40s, looking good, feeling good, and not giving a crap. 50s, it's a mind-body connection, something that escaped me when I was younger. 60s, looking chic and pulled together without spending a fortune. 70-plus, not being concerned with others, not being concerned with what others think. Don't ever waste an entrance or an exit, and never apologize for what you're wearing. Overall, are you happy with the way you're aging? 31%, yes. Mostly, but I change a few things, 60%. Not particularly. There's a lot I change, 8%. And only 1% that they were not happy. I'm going to finish this tomorrow. There is so much. It is a happier you on July 2nd. I will finish this. Until then, at 8 a.m., stay beautiful. Au revoir.